Okay, the next minute we have number four, that we're the sponsor or author.
This is Lydia.
Okay, yes, Lydia.
Okay, so in the event that we don't make quorum, I think that even though Roberts only allows you to set the next meeting, I think that we should, given the importance of attendance at meetings, at least have minutes that reflect the attendance or lack thereof. This also discourages quorum attacks. I'm not getting into that this counts toward your three missing meetings or any of that stuff. That requires a great deal more work. All this says is that if you have a properly noticed meeting and you don't make quorum, everybody else shows up, you don't make quorum, you should at least be able to take, you have to take roll in order to establish there is no quorum. So it's only logical that you should have minutes that reflect who's in attendance and who is not. That's all that this says.
Okay, is there,
I can also read it. It's very short. It just says exactly what I said.
Okay.
In the event quorum is not achieved, roll shall be taken to establish quorum or lack thereof, and minutes shall be produced to reflect the roll call vote. Those present may also schedule the next meeting, which is already provided by Robert.
Okay, is there any discussion on this amendment?
Point of information, Alan.
Yes, Alan, what's your question?
So Alan is asking, Did you say that if quorum isn't reached, that is going to be marked against the person that...
No. This doesn't change. I didn't touch those sections. It's just simply if you don't reach quorum, at least have it produce minutes that reflect what the attendance is.
Okay. But that would not count against
It doesn't count because... The only thing that counts is a meeting with quorum, otherwise it's not a meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to the section?
Serene, thanks.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so having spent long periods of time waiting for others to join the call, I share the concern about lack of quorum and needing to do something about it. We're also wasting money, you know. Listener money, sitting on the phone waiting for folks to show up. And I do think that there needs to be a record of both people who obviously missed the meetings, and even that current policy needs to be amended and then, utilized. But there should also be a reflection of those who contribute to quorum failure by their repeated absence. There's actually one person who showed up on a runs every year for the same committee and has shown up once in the past 2 years. So obviously that's a problem. I just don't think it needs to be in the bylaws. I think, writing a policy and then applying it that says your failure to, or your contribution to quorum failure matters. But I also think we actually need a policy that puts something behind it and not just a recording of the fact that you failed to show up, for 10 meetings of the year. You showed up for the 10th meeting of the year. So I think that we do need to record this somewhere. I don't think we need this enough as a bylaw change. And I do think it should have some effect on your membership on the committee, not simply recording that you didn't show up. So I will not be supporting this or the one that follows with regard to LSB quorum because someone needs to mute their stuff. I don't think it belongs in our bylaws.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana? Yes.
And then if I can get back on the stack, this is Lydia.
Adriana, then Lydia. Adriana.
Indonesia.
Well, I believe that we need to do something because the reality is that the attack on quorum is a typical tactic to prevent the business to go on. We saw it obviously all over politically in this country and happened in all the LSB and in the PMB too. I think that this needs to be done, but I agree too that have to do with quorum. Need to be consequences. for people that prevent the business of the foundation to go ahead, you know. That is my view. Thank you.
Okay. Lydia.
Yes. Okay. As I said, I also agree with what has been said. That requires myself or somebody else to fix all those other parts of the bylaws. Now, why bylaws as opposed to just enforcing is because Robert's Rules very specifically says that you cannot, the only thing you can do in an unquorum meeting is to set the next meeting. And so in order to, so the one thing that we, that I'm saying that we can do, because if there's no quorum, there's no meeting even by our own bylaws. So the only thing you can do that I'm saying is that since you have to call roll in order to establish there's no quorum, to simply call the roll and have the roll call reflected in a set of minutes for that meeting. It also tells you there was, you know, an actual meeting. We didn't make quorum. That's all it has to say. These are the people in attendance. The other things need to be addressed, but those have to be addressed by fixing other portions of the bylaws. So I strongly recommend this. It's very simple. It just simply says what it says. Thank you.
We're at time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're at time.
I have a request to be on the staff.
Well, we're out of time, and if they want to extend time, we're going to have to go to the vote. And we do have some other amendments, but unless there's a motion to extend time, we're going to...
That's okay.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this matter?
Yes. Alan. Can't hear you. Angueta. Can't hear you. Burden.
No.
Burden, no. Bazan.
Yes.
Bazan, yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
No.
No. Casnave.
Casnave, yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Yes. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Coburn votes
no. Abstain.
Quintus abstains. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
Mark abstains.
Mark abstains. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes, very close, yes.
Yes. Roberts. Can't hear you. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Going back. Alan.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. Argueta.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry. Roberts.
Okay.
Robert abstains. Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 13, 2, 4. This passes.
Okay, the next amendment we have, number 5, who's going to...
This is Lydia. And so it's the same concept except for the LSB, and the amendment reads, in the event quorum, and this is for, in the event quorum is not achieved, roll call shall be taken to establish quorum or lack thereof, and minutes shall be produced to reflect the roll call vote. The failure to achieve quorum and the next meeting, if those present, set one.
That's Brian here?
No, it's the same thing.
Brian?
I'd like to call a question. We've already debated the same language.
Okay, any objection to calling a question? No objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Alan has a point of information. Can I ask a question? Hello?
At this point, we've already voted to call the question. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, but like I was muted. You asked if there were any other questions.
Okay, you had a quick question. What's your question?
Yeah, are you saying that we just debated this because that's the resolution we just voted on? It's the same thing?
But
yes.
The first one was for the PMB and this one's for the LSB.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Alan Secretary, can you call her up?
Yes. Right. Alan abstains on Guetta. Can't hear you. Burden. Sorry, did you say abstain?
I did. Thank you.
Burden abstains. Bazan.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
No.
No. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Yes. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
Mark abstains.
Mark abstains. Writer.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Pass.
Pass. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, didn't hear you.
Yes.
Argueta, yes. One moment. Roberts, you passed.
Okay.
Roberts abstained. One moment. I have 12 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 13-1-5. It passes.
Amendment passes. We have amendment number 6 to the sponsor. Who's going to speak to this amendment?
That's Lydia.
Okay.
Okay, so this is first of all, not all of the stations are having 2 town halls a year. But, and this does not eliminate a town hall necessarily. It just doesn't mandate anymore the second town hall or a second town hall. You can still have 2 if you're so inclined. But, that the LSB needs to have 1 fundraiser a year or, you know, put together. It really doesn't matter whether they just raise a few $100s or if they raise a few thousand. I mean, it's not that it doesn't matter, but that's not the paramount reason. For my motivation was that at least the concept of fundraising is impressed on your mind if you actually go through the process. So we have some members that join a board who, unlike those of us that have been longtime activists and are accustomed to having fundraisers and putting together events, some people have no experience with that at all. But they're very quick to recommend XYZ things for fundraising to the staff at the station, but don't know what goes into putting together an event, which is, by the way, quite a bit. And, but let's say an event, or also you want your general managers to be the EDs of the station. Your average ED spends 70% of their time fundraising on the phone, asking people for money. You don't know what that means until you've done it yourself. So I'm saying at least so that you can appreciate what every member of the staff and so forth is.
Just me or is Lydia gone?
Can you hear me?
You can't hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. Is that the, is to have 1 LSB fundraiser in lieu of 1 of the town halls. And I only did it in lieu of just in case. You know, in a year, you don't really have enough time to do all of it. But I think, given the situation with the finances, I think it's imperative.
Do we have any discussion on this amendment?
Benito.
Adriana.
Benito. Benito, Adriana. Benito.
Yeah. There's quite a few new members who don't think it's their job to raise to fundraise. I mean, I'm saying essentially what Lydia was saying, but I think it has to be impressed upon the LSV members that that's part of their responsibility. And I think that the way the bylaws is worded now, it says something to the, I don't remember the exact word, but something to the effect of, and will assist. So LSV members take that as they have a lesser responsibility than the staff or the programmers or whatever. And they use that as an excuse not to take it seriously. You know, people at every other, on every other board know that that's what a board does. I'm not necessarily advocating that, but I do think that board members have to take their responsibility seriously. And as Lydia says, especially now when Pacifica is in the vote that it's in. So I think it's common sense.
Adriana.
Yeah, I call the question. We all know that this is the right thing. Nobody's against. I call the question.
Okay. Any objection that go into the vote on it? No objection, Madam Secretary. Can you call the roll on it, please?
Allen.
Allen's
yes. Allen, yes. Anguetta.
Yes.
Pass. Burden.
Yes.
Yes. Azan.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Cascade.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Reyes was yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Anguetta, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 18 yes, 0 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. That's 19, 0, 0. It passes. And I have a point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Or something. So we have one more bylaws amendment. But we have a time certain of an agenda item that was moved up to 11:15, which is like 2 minutes away. So I don't know what, you know, are we going to finish? I guess it's a point of information. Are we going
to
finish the bylaws?
Let's try to go through the bylaws amendment and get through it. And if we need to extend the resistance, we have to get the vote to extend it. I think we need to go ahead and to finish this last amendment. Okay. Who's presenting this amendment?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Okay. More people have to propose these. A headache. Okay, so this is Article 6, Section 3, telephonic meetings. And so the proposed change right now, it reads, the board may hold regular and... Wait, is this the pro? Oh, no. Right now it reads, the board may hold special meetings but not regular meetings by telephone conference.
So my change makes it so that the board may hold regular and special meetings by telephone conference. Now, the reason for this is because we have been holding regular meetings for years now, meaning we have an agenda, we have committee reports. Those are not special meetings. A special meeting is tonight, and even then we amended the agenda, but a special meeting is when you call a special meeting for a particular item to deal with that particular business. So, you know, we don't want to be out of compliance with our own bylaws. So in view of the fact that we are having, because of financial difficulties at this time, less in-person regular meetings, that we don't want to be condemned to only having full agendas in person. We want to be able to do those on the phone, as we have been doing many, and do so within the context legally of our bylaws. So that's all it does, is it just adds the board may hold regular and special meetings by telephone, etc. And the rest is unchanged.
Any discussion on this amendment? Yes, Danica.
Yeah. Just a comment first. I mean, it's like the bylaws amendment that I had proposed to allow participation by phone for LSC members. This is, and there was discouraged, you know, that was discouraged because it was going to be by phone. And here this is increasing phone, work that's done via phone. I am going to support this anyway, but I wanted to ask what was the reason why initially the phone meetings were not considered regular meetings or would not have been.
Does anybody want to address that?
Yes, because when as you, we know, when the bylaws were originally written, it was envisioned that every 3 months we were going to be having in-person meetings with several days to deal with full agendas, and we thought the board could operate that way. It became very apparent that we need to, number one, meet more frequently, and when you have this many committees, there's a need to have those motions brought with greater frequency, even with the four meetings that we were holding every year for a long time. And so then it just became practice to have regular meetings on the phone. We're just out of compliance. And the difference, by the way, between what was proposed earlier by you, Janet, is the fact that the way that we have been able to hold phone meetings and still comply with CPB open meeting requirements is because they are streamed live. And LSBs, to my knowledge, normally are not, for one thing. Some of them are recorded, but they're not streamed live. But anyway, that's the only way. We don't know, you know, if that will be indefinite, but I think in this day and age, they are, we have not had them object to it, but it was because we gave assurances at the very beginning that we would be streaming our meetings live and that the listeners could listen to it, and that is also the reason for our having a public PNB at pacifica.org access for those listeners to email us during the meeting if they choose to do so.
Okay. Any further discussion on this item? Okay. We'll now go to a vote on this amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Allen.
Allen passes.
Allen passes. Argueta?
Yes.
Yes. Burden?
No. No.
No. Frazan?
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown? Can't hear you. Steve Brown?
No.
No. Castanez?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
A pass.
Pass. Diaz?
99.
Yes. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Yes. Pointer.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Mark?
Mark abstained.
Abstained. Writer.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker. can't hear you. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Allen, you passed.
Allen abstains.
Abstain. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman, you abstained.
I will abstain.
Coleman abstains. Forgive me.
Tucker, yes.
Tucker, yes. One moment.
Did you call Jim Brown?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You went back and you called him? Okay.
Yes, and he voted yes.
Okay.
I have 13 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 14, 2, 3. This passes. Is this a record?
The amendment passes. We'll now turn the chair back over to Lydia, and we'll proceed with the items on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. So the next item, time certain, that we're a little bit behind, but not much for being us. The freeze on raises and bonuses, Benito, huh?
Yay.
Yeah. Trying to find it.
Okay, you want me to read it? I've got it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Or the secretary has it. I'm not. Secretary, you want to read it or you want me to? I can read it.
Yeah, that's
okay, be it moved that, whereas the Pacifica National Board would like to generously reward all of its employees, and whereas the Pacifica Foundation is facing grave financial challenges at this time, and whereas the foundation regrettably finds it must drastically curtail additional expenses, move that until further notice there shall be a freeze for raises and bonuses to its employees of all units, with the exception of those mandated in the union contract. Move that any exception to the freeze regarding raises or bonuses must be approved by the ED and CFO, in the absence of either or both by the IED and PMB designee. So it would be like the hire motion is, where obviously hires have taken place, but they have to be with some approval.
Question, Brian?
Yes.
We don't have a CFO, so who is the PNB designee?
That's coming up next. And somebody could nominate somebody else, so that's why.
Question.
Let me explain the notion.
I have a motion.
Right, that's the next motion. But the notion, with an N as in Nancy, is that the hire freeze motion, for example, required that it be the ED and the CFO, and in the absence of the CFO, I was the second designee, to review hires. So now we find ourselves in the unfavorable position of having no ED and no CFO. So I am, as we found out, I have been appointed as IED, but now we need someone to be that second person, which the next motion will address, but doesn't necessarily determine. And so it just says it requires that second designee. It shouldn't be left up to one person.
Brian, I have an amendment.
Well, point of order, is there a second? I'm assuming...
Is there a second to the motion?
It's on the agenda, isn't it?
Yeah, but the motion itself needs a second. It's a motion, so...
Okay, I second.
Okay, so Adriana seconds. Brian?
Actually, I have two amendments, but hopefully they won't be controversial. After the word union, to insert the words end employment, so it would read those mandated in union end employment contracts.
Okay.
And that's just,
yeah,
I believe
I get
we
it. Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. Okay. And your second one?
I think we should specify who the people are. So the last sentence under my proposed amendment would read, in the absence of either or both, by the PNB chair / IED and PNB vice chair.
Okay.
Allen for the stack.
Janet Kay, point of order.
I second.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, so there was one amendment to add employment contract, and I needed a second for that.
I second.
Okay, Adriana, okay, let's we'll do Benito for that one. Okay, and then the second amendment was to, instead of MPMB designee, that it be the vice chair. Does someone want to second that amendment? Okay, and so, in reverse order, we will take the vice chair vote first and then the employee contract. And who wanted to be on the stack? Janet Kay, you were, had a point of order?
Oh, I just was going to ask who seconded, and I got my
okay,
answer.
That's done. Yeah. Okay.
Jose Luis on the stack.
Okay.
Alan's on the stack.
I'd like to motivate before anyone else gets to
it. Okay. Wow, I didn't think those needed motivation, but okay. Brian, I heard Teresa and Jose Luis. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so, I mean, the principle is good here. We probably all agree with it. We can't afford to be handing out raises for no good reason. I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that we can't make raises impossible because things can come up, like someone raises a legitimate complaint about, like, a gender or race-based pay disparity. A raise might be the corrective to it.
Right.
So the foundation still has to be able to adjust things.
Right.
So the motion, if it says it can only be approved by two people we don't currently have, and one person who is not named,
mm-hmm.
it's effectively paralyzing us.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be the vice chair, but the vice chair is an officer of the foundation. If people want to designate someone else, propose someone else. But when we pass this motion, it should be clear who has to sign off on a raise or a bonus.
Okay. So that is the amendment we are speaking to, and then we'll take the one about adding employee to after union. Okay, so Teresa and Jose Luis. Teresa Allen, you're muted.
Okay. I'd like to ask Margie. First of all, I need to ask a question. Are we in a hiring freeze right now?
Yes.
And does a hiring freeze count if a person resigns? Do you have to ask permission to fill that position?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So my question is, which I'd kind of like to know, Margie, while you were
Teresa, absent the position being required in contract.
Yeah.
In other words, in some union contracts, including the one at KPFK, requires, let's say, four board ops. Right. So if a board op resigns, you have to hire another board op.
Right.
Yeah. I'm really concerned about the fact that we have a very small staff, and you know, if we pass this and all of the other stations have kind of conveniently filled these things, and you know, they're all happy, but something comes up at our station, I hate to have us have to bend over backwards or really strain to correct a situation. So I just want a little background information. Margie, while you were the IED.
No, I'm sorry. I object.
Wait.
Because
yes.
That's have to do.
Hold on, Adriana, I'm on it. Okay, so Teresa, again, if it's about any personnel decisions that were made during Margie's tenure or anybody's tenure, it cannot be addressed in open session. I'm sorry.
I can't ask whether any permissions were given to fill any.
I'm sorry,
you know, Adriana,
let her finish. Okay, Teresa, finish.
Okay, so I can't, because this might affect whether I vote for this or not, so I would just like to know, you cannot say whether in the past an IED or our past our immediate past ED has approved hires?
I can answer that myself. Margie doesn't need to answer.
Point of order.
Yes.
Yeah. A, we're 5 minutes past our next agenda, when our next agenda item is supposed to start. And B, this isn't about hires. It's about raises and bonuses.
Right. I know, but it's all in there together.
It's
no. It's about raises and bonuses.
Brian, you're taking up more time. I can answer it in a nutshell, okay? There was a motion passed, a hire freeze motion, which this is patterned off, you know, after. This is why this is being addressed this way. So it's legitimate for Teresa to ask this. And that motion did the same thing. It had two people approve hires, and there were some that were vacancies, as you said, at different stations, but, you know, it wasn't very much, and I won't discuss the specifics, but yes, that took place according to the policy, which required the IED and the CFO, or when it was the IED and myself, that also happened with the process, all very documented. Thank you.
Fine. I appreciate that. Janet Thank
Kay.
You.
You're welcome. Okay.
Janet Kay for the staff.
Yes, go ahead, Janet Kay.
Well, I'm... having a little issue with the...
Wait, hold on. Object, point of order. I was next on the stack.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. Jose Luis and then Janet Kay, and we are out of time, so go ahead, Jose Luis, I will allow it.
Okay.
Jose Luis, go.
I propose an amendment to Brian's motion to, and the if there's no CFO for the chair of the finance committee to be involved, and the reason is we had the CFO.
You better find a new chair then.
The CFO and the ED, because we needed somebody who knows what the financial status of all the stations are at to be making these decisions.
Okay.
And
okay. Here, Jose Luis. Number one, I can't take a third amendment, so it will have to wait until we dispense with the one that's on the floor. And we're at a time, so we have to call it.
Can I?
Regardless.
May I? Janet Kay?
What is it you want?
Well, I'm just, it's a little bit of a nit, but by the IED and the vice chair, well, we have had times when the IED has not been the chair. So if that...
I don't
know
what you're talking about.
Well, we can take that when it happens.
Yeah, besides, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So let's take a vote on vice chair. Oh, but that was Jose Luis's change that Brian just declined, I think. Brian, didn't you just decline being the option here?
I'm a union member at KPFA. I'm not going to perform a management function. I'm not going to hand out raises.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So... I think that takes care of that. Okay, so the amendment is to, instead of designee, it would be Vice Chair Tony Norm. Oh, no, just Vice Chair?
Right.
Okay, the Vice Chair of the Board. Any objections to that amendment? Okay, hearing none, that's amended. The second, which was the first, is to add... on the union, with the exception of those mandated in the union or employment contracts. Any objection to that? Hearing no objections, now we take a vote on the...
And the employment contract, right?
Or.
Sorry.
Okay, hearing no objections, now we'll take... a vote, and this does not get passed just without objection. This has to be a roll call vote because it's bylaws. Okay. Now, Madam Secretary, please take the roll call.
It's not a bylaw.
Sorry, it's a motion. Sorry, are there any objections to... I'm losing my mind. I'm sorry. Are there any objections to the motion?
As amended.
Okay, hearing no objections, that passes. Now, Adriana, I assume that your second motion was already dealt with.
Can we go because that was solved with Brian amendment. That's why I vote for that.
Okay, wow. Now I have to really scrounge. Madam Secretary, what's the next thing on the agenda?
Committee.
One moment.
Because I didn't think we would get this far. I'm scraping around here for
Me
my
too.
Agenda. What was the meeting adjournment time, 11:45?
Item 3A1, regularly scheduled open session committee meetings approved by the coordinating committee on March 15th. Appendix I.
Okay. So, Tony, do you even remember this one? It was passed in the coordinating committee?
It's in Appendix I.
I believe that's the one where we're going to, our meetings were going to be on, was it the first or second Thursday?
May I read it?
Yeah, well, let's read it because it's
very,
been a while.
Very short. That the PM be set as its regularly scheduled open session special meetings the first Thursday of every month from 8:30 Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and other meetings, including executive sessions, will be scheduled as needed.
Anybody object?
Does anyone object?
Well, I have a point of information, or maybe it needs to be amended.
You mean that we need to meet every Thursday for the rest of our lives?
Right. No, that this refers to special meetings.
It's still special meetings.
Didn't we just approve that?
Not until it gets ratified by three LSBs.
Oh, right. Sorry. Never mind.
We're all losing it by the end of the night. Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Please note that this doesn't limit us to that one meeting a month. It just simply attempted months ago to keep us on a schedule. Having said that, I don't know what's available on the calendar. What's the first? I was looking actually at the 29th for another meeting because we haven't passed budgets and we have a lot of business. But Adriana, what's the first Thursday in November look like? Is it open? Or why am I asking Adriana? Janet Kay? Anybody? Okay, well, we will look at the calendar and we will send it out. If there's no objection, then there was no objection to this motion. Okay, thank you.
Carolyn, on the stack, please?
Yes, Carolyn.
Could we possibly add something about, and that shall be the only meeting for the month? These excessive meetings are a bit much.
We can't do that.
No.
Okay, does anybody want to second that as an amendment?
I'm only half joking.
Oh, okay.
Not I.
Okay, so we have actually done pretty well.
November 6th is available.
November 6th?
6th. The first Thursday in November.
Okay. Okay, so that will be our next meeting since we passed this motion and Carolyn was happy.
First Thursday is not the 6th.
What is it?
It's the 5th.
Yes, it's November 5th.
Yes.
This is the first Thursday. Sorry, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did we pass this yet?
Yes, there was no objection. Carolyn said she was just kidding about her amendment. That wasn't an amendment and it wasn't seconded. And I asked if anyone objected. No one objected, so it passed without objection, Janet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what's next on the agenda?
Archive Task Force recording station motion.
What is it? Which one?
Recording station motion.
No, but which task force?
Archive.
Okay, who's on the Archive Task Force?
Alan is on the Archives.
And do you know what this motion is about?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very short. I can read it.
Okay, read it.
That each Pacifica station dedicate a, quote, recording station, end quote, that replicates the PRA/KPFK, quote, total recorder, end quote, program. For instance, 128 KB's MP3 file format, and send a hard drive to PRA quarterly.
Okay. Did the committee...
May I motivate?
Yes, and then if you can, when you motivate, if you can, I want to know if the committee looked into what the capabilities were of each station to do this. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. The cost is minimal. KPFK is already doing it. And what especially concerns me is that if we don't archive these things properly, I mean, we're actually worse off than 50 years ago. Because our programming, we could interview someone tomorrow that could be president in 8 years, and we can't find that interview because we're not sending things to our archives. And I just think it's a shame that only one station is doing it, to my knowledge. Brian assured us that it was minimal, and probably most stations already have all the equipment that they need.
Okay,
right now you have a program and it's not being sent to the archives and it's
okay.
not being categorized for access.
Right, thank you. Adriana, and then also if you can answer if there was a time table for incorporating this. Thank you.
What?
And Benito.
And then Benito, and then we'll be at time. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, that was, like Teresa explained it really good. I mean, that was an idea from the radio archives, and I think that it's really valuable, the task force passed it unanimously, and all of us have that, every station have that ability, and we confirm, for example, that KPFT is archiving that. What the idea is to make the coordination to send all of that to the Pacifica Radio Archive.
Okay. So Brian can help with it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Benito, and then we'll go to a vote.
Well, you know, I speak English and I speak Spanish, but I don't speak technological something, whatever. I don't understand one word of what this is all about. So if somebody could translate into English, I would be able to vote.
Right now, at KPFK, we record everything that we broadcast is put in a format that the archives, the Pacifica archives, can store in their archives. And all this is saying is that the programming at all of the stations would be able to do the same thing. And provide our Pacifica archives to archive it, to save it for us.
Okay. Jose Luis.
So PRA would have the technology to do this, and they just do it as a service.
Yes, that was my question, and apparently it's of minimal cost, and I'm sure that Brian DeShazer would help to facilitate this. And Jose Luis.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Benito. Is that a did you get your question
answered? Yeah, that's understandable now, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Jose Luis, and then we go to a vote because we adjourn in a minute.
Okay. Well, I suggest that we table this motion to table until we get more information on the finances. Minimum finances, I can see stations having to hire a new body to feed under the union contract, that money that we can't afford to pay in order to have this done. And I would want some financials on this and not just it's minimum, because we don't have the cash to be doing that. We need to be fiscally responsible here as a board, and not just vote on what sounds good, but actually see the documents, what this is going to cost us. There is a cost to this financially at different stations, depending on what they do, hire a person or use a volunteer. I don't know how that decision will be made.
And I want to point out that there's a long-standing policy that we never practice, which requires us to have a cost analysis to motions that involve cost. And
Adriana,
the point is well taken. Adriana.
Well, Brian from the Pacifico Radio Archives explained the situation to us, and this required the most of the stations, we have, first of all, we have the obligation to keep what is on the air during a period of time. The only thing that required is is putting it in a hard drive, that the maximum that that will cost is, I don't know, $200? And we have the requirement.
I'm a teacher.
Already.
Yes, okay.
I'm a teacher. This is Margie.
Yeah.
Jose Luis made a motion to table, and I can't remember whether it's debatable or not, but it seems to me that should be the only thing we're debating right now.
I think she was speaking against tabling.
I got it.
Okay. It's not debatable.
It's not debatable, so, and we're at time, so if Madam Secretary can call the vote on tabling.
Was there a second?
Is there a second to tabling?
Oh, yes, I second.
Okay, so call the roll call, please, Janet.
Alan.
Hell no.
No. Agueta. Can't hear you. Burden. Can't hear you. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown. Can you hear me? Steve Brown.
I can't
hear you. Cast Nave.
No.
No. Coleman.
I'm falling asleep. I've got to abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Yes. Edward Stiekert.
No.
No. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Mark?
No.
No, did you say? Mark, no.
That is correct. I said no.
Thank you. Norman? Can't hear you. Ryder?
Abstain.
Abstain. Reyes?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts? I couldn't hear you. Roberts, I didn't hear you. Tucker.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, didn't hear you. Burden, didn't abstain. Hear you. I'm sorry, abstain?
Yes.
Burden. Didn't hear you. Jim Brown, didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Steve Brown says no.
No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you. Okay, I'm going to count. I have 5 yes, 6 no, 5 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
There's on no, so that's 5 yes, 7 no, 5 abstain.
There. Brian, I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay, is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing no objection.
Brian, the staff?
Brian?
Yeah, I think this is, like, not a big deal. This is just about having a computer that's recording everything. It's fully automated. We already do something very similar at KPFA. I'm sure several of the other stations do. If they don't, it's something Otis or John Amala could set up for them. And, you know, in terms of the memory, you're talking about a hard drive that costs 10 or 20 bucks, every quarter. Frankly, this is the kind of thing that shouldn't need a board vote. It should just get handled at the management level. But I don't think we should hold it up or get hung up on it. It's just about making sure we preserve what we're doing on the air.
Okay.
And it's really not technically onerous.
Yeah.
And doesn't require staff time once it's set up.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Brian. If there's nothing else, we can go to a roll call. Oh, Adana?
Okay. I've got a question.
Yeah, you don't need to. I think nobody else is on the stack, but
then we have to take a vote for calling the question. So let's, Madam Secretary.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections?
Could we have the motion restated, please?
One moment.
And it's on everybody's agenda also.
Right. It's Appendix J. It says that each Pacifica station dedicate a recording station that replicates the PRA KPFK total recorder program, 128 kilobytes MP3 file format, and send a hard drive to PRA quarterly.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, call the roll. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing no objections, then the motion passes, and we are at time, and we are adjourned. And we will all be on the call on November 5th. Is that correct? Okay. Thank you all.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Call alarmist.